January 31st. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN, for people who can handle the truth. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and then you choose the year and the month, and you will be able to see a list of all the guests that I've ever had on the program, all together with links to their websites. So if you want to know who's going to be on next week or next month, just go to the radio schedule page at spingola.com. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. It's right on the right-hand side of the page. For questions or comments during this program, email spingola1, that is the numeral 1, at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. RBN is conducting a pledge drive to raise money in order to expand their programming to a much wider audience. Individuals like you and I cannot, one-on-one, no matter how much we know, adequately share that knowledge with about the worldwide evil and corruption. Therefore, let the many voices of RBN, all the wonderful hosts, be your vehicle to teach those that you cannot reach. You can help by contributing to the pledge drive and or by supporting RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website. Be a part of the solution and participate in the expansion of truth by making a donation or a purchase today. Make part of that purchase some RBN business cards or bumper stickers. You can also support RBN by subscribing to the archives at republicbroadcasting.org. I have several guests today. My guests are Kenneth W. Ford, Jr., Dr. Randy Short, and Gloria and Kenneth W. Ford, Sr. Do we have any of them with us yet? Is Kenneth Ford Sr. here, or Jr.? Okay, we have, the board op has a few phone calls to make. So anyway, Kenneth worked for the U.S. government. He was a computer whiz, was doing a really great job, very, very bright. He had his own home. He had a security clearance, his job was very, very good. He did a great job. He considered himself quite lucky. He was a homeowner. He was single. And he was ready to climb the professional ladder. He started out at the United States Secret Service. He received good reports there and moved over to cybersecurity and monitoring at the National Security Agency, the NSA. He moved around in the agency to advance up to the bureaucratic ladder. He served one stint in the Iraq office lasting about 6 months. Then he decided to leave the National Security Agency and work for one of the government's national security private contractors. And this would be a little bit more in pay. And then all of a sudden, things began to fall apart in his life. And it started when a young African-American lady entered his life. And from that point on, things went really downhill. And apparently, she was actually a plant. So we are going to take a break momentarily. Let's see if we have any of these guests on yet. Is Kenneth Jr. with me?
Kenneth Sr. is.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Okay.
How are you?
Oh, fine.
Good. All right, we're going to go to a break, and we will be right back in 3 minutes. Hopefully, all of our guests will be with us by then.
Okay.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendovite. All right. Welcome back. We have Mr. Kenneth W. Ford Sr., and we haven't been able to get a hold of the other participants, so we'll just start with you, and would you please tell us about your son, Kenneth
yes.
Jr.?
Oh, yes. Okay. Ken was born in 1971. He married his mother in 68. He was kind of like a shy young man and growing up, and he's our only son. He grew up, and he was shy, basically like I was when I was growing up. I came from a larger family, though. But anyway, we wanted more for our son than, you know, like any parent would. So what we did, I was working in the post office at the time. I'm a retired mail carrier in Washington, D.C., and his mother is an office worker. However, Ken grew up. We lived in Washington, D.C., and we moved here in Maryland. We bought a home in 1977, and he was 5 years old then. So he was brought up in a good environment, and he attended public school. And then at the time that he got to middle school, we started looking into Catholic school, because I am a Catholic, and Ken's a Catholic, so we enrolled him in DeMatha High School. So he attended DeMatha Catholic High School in Maryland, and he graduated, and then he went to the University of Miami, Florida, which was really a dream come true, you know, basically without backgrounds and things. We couldn't even imagine anything like this. But anyway, he went. So he stayed there. He graduated from the University of Miami, Florida, in 95. So he came home, and he seeked employment. And then he had put in an application for the U.S. Secret Service in Washington, D.C. So he was accepted into the United States Secret Service.
And that was in when, 1995, 96?
1996.
Okay.
Went to the Secret Service. And he was in the uniform division, and he was at the White House, and he was at, like, the North Gate, and the president at the time was Bill Clinton, and he basically enjoyed, you know, working there, and it paid good, and he was doing his duty, you know, to the United States, and we're all so proud of him, you know, and because...
And rightly so.
Nothing like that ever happened. Like I said, I came from a family of 10 children, and he was the first one in our family. He has, well, hundreds of cousins, but first one in our family to really get put into a position like this. You know?
Right. Well, and he worked hard for it, and apparently you and your wife made certain that he had the right environment and the right schooling, and so he was he deserved to be to get a nice job.
Yes, and we really, you know, were pulling for him, and he was, like I say, single, and he stayed here. He stayed with us for a while, and while he was working for the Secret Service, and then we went out with him, and how excited we were when he purchased his own home, you know, and it was brand new, built up from the ground, and when he was approved for it, he moved, you know, moved into his new home, so he worked from there, and we were like, oh, boy, this is really so, I mean,
so
all
life
was
great.
Yeah, life was great. We bragged on him, and everything. I would brag on him to my coworkers in the post office and all that. So then he stayed there in his home, and then later he went back to school. He had a degree in business management, and then he went back to school. He was interested in computers, so he enrolled in Strayer, and then he received a degree in another bachelor's degree in computer technology, something like that. And then he was steadily working and going to school, and he worked overnight, and he was at the White House. He worked overnight, and then he would get off in the morning, and he would go to school from working off overnight.
So he probably didn't have much of a personal life. He was just working hard, going to school.
That's all he did. That's all he did. And he earned a bachelor's degree in computer technology. And then he decided he would try to get into his field of computers.
Sure.
So he went to job fairs and all that because he already had a top secret clearance. And for working for the Secret Service, and they accepted him, you know, at a job fair, and he had several agencies looking for him, you know, to work. So he accepted this agency, National Security Agency. And,
And when did he go to work for them?
He's on the line. When did you start, Ken?
2001. May 2000. Yeah, May of 2001.
Now, when he started, when NSA, when you started for NSA.
Yes, May 2001.
Okay. May
okay,
of two-
welcome, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're just very welcome. Mm-hmm. So you were working for the NSA?
Yes.
Went to work for them in May 2001?
One.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a time to go to work for the NSA, right?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, what did you do for them?
Well, I have to keep it unclassified. But my title was a computer scientist, and I was an analyst.
Okay.
For the National Security Agency.
And what did you analyze?
I analyzed basically computer traffic.
Okay. And is that something that they delve into quite a lot? What kind of people do they watch?
Well, I can't get into that.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. All righty. So anyway, you were monitoring computer traffic,
mm-hmm.
and you were in the Iraq office for what, 6 months?
Not at that particular time. I started into another department, and I was in another department before I got into the Iraq department. And
okay, when did you go to that department?
From my first department to the Iraq department, I started there in November 2002, and my tour ended there in May of 2003.
Wow. So you were there when the U.S. government went into Iraq?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and then you had a situation. You got a girlfriend, and how did you meet this girlfriend?
I met this girlfriend on an online site, blackplanet.net or .com. I haven't even looked at it in years. And I was referred to it by somebody within my shop. This is after the Iraq shop. This was in when I was told about this particular site, I was told about this in late September, early October of 2003, and
okay.
I put my profile on this particular site, and she responded to my profile that was on this on blackplanet.com. Yeah, it was blackplanet.com.
Okay. Do you want to give her name or no?
Yes, her name, the name that she had given me, it was Tanya Tucker.
Okay. And actually, she ended up being a witness for the prosecution in a case wherein you were charged with espionage under the Espionage Act of 1917, correct?
Correct, yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that she was there. They never, ever admit that she is a confidential informant. They always refer to her as a tipster, but not a confidential informant. And tipster sounds, the way the government puts it is that she was just serving her duty. She was just doing her patriotic duty report me. But the evidence show, and we can prove the evidence show, that she was a confidential informant. She was planted into my life from beginning to end. From the time I met her to the time that FBI knocked on my door, I knew her for 8 weeks.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came to your door, the FBI came to your door. What did they accuse you of?
At first, they made it sound like something happened that they saw my name on a report. And the way they made it sound, as if they were coming, asking me information about a report that I did.
Okay.
Because they gave the impression that something happened in the world, and they wanted answers or wanted my input into what happened, and because of something they must have seen that I had offered.
Okay.
And so they came to see me just asking for answers. That's how they perceived, that's how they perpetrated themselves to me.
Okay. We do have to go to a break, Ken, and
okay.
We will be right back in just a few minutes, so stay tuned.
Okay.
Okay. Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Today is Kenneth W. Ford Jr. and Kenneth W. Ford Sr. And so the FBI came and what year was this? Like 2004?
This is senior speak. It was 2000 and what's that? 2004. January of 2004.
Okay. Yeah, and what did they expect to get from you when they came to your home?
Well, this is father speaking, and I've been over this.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like relax. They just, like he said, they were just coming in to ask him questions about something that happened and basically not even pertaining to this, you know. Then, after about a half an hour, they started getting hostile, accusing him of taking classified documents from the National Security Agency, getting there, you know, like kind of like rousing him. They had one NSA agent named Robert McCaslin, kind of like rousing, you know, what's good guy, bad guy top thing, you know?
Okay.
So Agent Michael Thompson, FBI agent, he's sitting there like the good guy, and Robert McCaslin is supposed to be the bad guy. Anyway, so then they started accusing him of going to meet a foreign diplomat at Dulles Airport here in Maryland, you know, right outside of Washington, D.C., and delivering classified documents to him and to this person. But here's the thing. They never said which country that this person was coming from, that he was supposed to deliver these classified documents that they said he took.
Now, did they find any documents in his home that
they found documents in Tanya Tucker's suitcase, who was given to her by Michael Thompson, the FBI agent.
Oh, so they framed him.
They framed him. And they took the papers from his work station there at the National Security Agency.
And gave them to Tanya Tucker.
It was Agent Michael Thompson who made all this story up. He made the story up, and then they framed him, and they put him in the picture, and all this surrounding thing. And it's just like, like you said, they framed him, and then they're keeping him there. They kept him there in his home at bay for 7 hours straight. They didn't take him to an FBI facility for questioning.
That's kind of unusual that they would do that. Now, did they have a search warrant where they came in?
No, not at first. They sent out for a search warrant, which later, about 9 o'clock, they came to his home a little after, 5, Ken?
Yeah, they arrived at my home at 5:50 mm-hmm. that particular evening. And just like my dad said, that they first started off as just asking questions as if something had happened. And then they started getting hostile. And then they were accusing me of just that, going to the airport, giving and selling these particular documents, classified documents, and just basically telling me I'm a spy and I'm selling out this country. But the thing I want to point out is that when I was supposed to have done this the day before, this is what they're telling me. They told me that I was supposed to. They kept bothering me. Why didn't I leave out the day before to Dulles Airport to meet up with this foreign diplomat?
Now, had you been to the airport the day before?
No.
I'll tell you the reason why that they wanted they pursued this type of information. That Saturday, the day before, on the 10th of January, it was a nice day, and I stayed home. My wife was going to the grocery store. She went down to my son's house to more or less put out shirts, because he had to wear a suit and tie to work. She went there to do that before she went to the grocery store. Well, when she pulled up there, she messed up the first affidavit. There were two affidavits from partners on this particular thing, and they, overlapped each other. Now, how does partners on the same case have two different affidavits? Okay, the first affidavit was that he was supposed to meet a foreign dignitary and give this person classified documents. Like they said, they never named, and the plane was supposed to arrive at Dulles at 11:05 a.m. And this is in the affidavit written by Michael Thompson. Then he never left out there because my wife showed up there and she saw Michael Thompson sitting out at the side of his house. So this messed up the first affidavit because they thought that he was going to be there by himself and they could frame him even more. But it was a godsend that my wife went there. When she went in, she stayed in there a few hours. And then when she left, this car wasn't there. Now, the reason I know that this was Michael Thompson, the FBI agent, next Monday morning, he was arrested at 12:50 a.m. He was arrested. Okay, they wouldn't let him call us. They wouldn't let him call us. Michael Thompson said, no, you don't want to wake your parents up. The next morning.
We do need to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Kenneth W. Ford Jr. and Kenneth W. Ford Sr. And, you know, I have talked with a number of people who have been framed by government officials. And, of course, we all know stories about people who have been framed and have been incarcerated when, in fact, they never did a thing. And usually there's a reason why the government is taking this kind of attack against them. Sometimes it's to get them to be quiet about something that they know or to silence some sort of dissent. Is there any reason why they would want you to silence you?
Well, this is Senior speaking. We have kicked that around, and my son was incarcerated. He spent 5 years in a federal penitentiary. He got 6 years for espionage.
Which is unbelievable. And apparently in court, and you went to court when, in like March of 2006?
We started court almost 2 years later. Let me make this point. We didn't know about anything this happened January 11, 2004. My son was taken in by FBI agent Michael L. Thompson to the Calverton station, and he was out of the Baltimore field office of the FBI. Well, neither one of them are there now. So when they took him there, they took him to court the next day. So that's when Monday, my wife and I walked in there. We didn't know what was going on. And we saw him they bring in the courtroom. And then there's Michael Thompson and Assistant U.S. Attorney David Ira Salem walking down there. And so my wife is like, I saw sitting in front of Ken's house on Saturday afternoon, on Saturday when I went down there. It was Michael Thompson. So let me tell you how my son wound up in jail. We went to court. They kept him at bay. They made him lose his job. They kept on telling him, in order to do your job, you have to tell them what you did. Well, they're doing things that is, they got him fired from his job, Northrop Grumman, because he had left NSA.
Okay.
Only 1 week. We did not, you know what affidavits are, of what happened or why they did this to you? We got the affidavits on my son's case almost 2 years later. 2 years, the Department of Justice kept him at bay, and then when we went to trial with our attorney, who undermined us too, our defense attorney undermined us too, that these affidavits show up 20 months later after the fact that what he did. And it's two affidavits, and they say two different things. But they got the same thing in mind about this being about what it is. The second affidavit being written by Frederick Marsh. He lived in Maryland, Frederick C. Marsh. Then it gave Tanya Tucker. This first affidavit was like, oh, this woman named Kayla Walker and stuff like this. And then the second affidavit named Tanya Tucker. But she was Michael Thompson's CI. We can link them together in Florida, out of Altamonte Springs in Orlando.
Okay.
Anyway,
so Tanya Tucker was just an alias that she was using? Okay.
That's her name. Her name is Tanya Lil Shane Stewart. That's where she was born. But she got married, and she goes by Tanya Tucker.
Okay.
Now, but anyway, to show you, when these two affidavits, which are absurd, with no probable cause in them at all, Michael Thompson wrote in his affidavit, Mr. Ford was acting in clandestine. He went to his mailbox and got his mail out of the mailbox.
Well, you know, that is a very interesting thing. I mean, they can put things, they can use a UPS driver, have them deliver something terrible to you, pornography or drugs or something, and then have the FBI come in on you, you know, 2 minutes later and catch you with this and say, aha, we've got
right.
a red hand.
But they didn't send it through the U.S. mail. They had a courier, Tanya Tucker. The day of the arrest, she went out to the store saying that she was going to get some fresh shrimp. She went to the store. Michael Thompson met her at the store, the shopping mall, gave her these documents, and she brought them back in her suitcase. If you read the transcripts of the court case and the Form 597, these documents were found in Tanya Tucker's suitcase, not my son's. They were in his house because she had brought her suitcases down there to wash her clothes because she said she was going back.
Okay.
They were found in there. To make this, to show you how ridiculous this is, the judge, Peter J. Massetti, district judge of Greenbelt, Maryland, federal judge, district judge appointed by Bill Clinton, sits there and he looks at the first affidavit and he suppresses it. It's too ridiculous. Then he said he's going in on Frederick Marsh's affidavit. That gives up too much information. We can prove false lies and everything in these sworn affidavits because we have phone records to show that they said that these calls were made by Tanya Tucker to them and all this stuff. We subpoenaed her telephone record of that period from Sprint. It doesn't show anything at all. Judge Peter Massetti suppressed both affidavits and literally had my son into a federal courthouse, charging him with espionage with nothing to hold him because he threw the affidavits out.
And that judge is Peter Massetti. That's spelled M-E-S-S-I-T-T-E.
Yes.
Interesting. So usually they have to give some sort of a, you have to have some sort of a reason or, draw some kind of conclusions. Were they trying to frame him? Why did they frame him?
Well, I'm suggesting that a report that he wrote concerning the Iraqi war.
Okay.
Because
what was that report?
Well, I guess it was about there's no weapons of mass destruction. He was in the Iraqi shop, and he was supposed to do a surveillance on Iraq. And it went to Dick Cheney, and he didn't like it because they wanted to go to war.
Ah, okay, so this report, it was when he was with the NSA,
mm-hmm.
and he was working in the Iraq office,
mm-hmm.
and he found some things that indicated that there was no WMDs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the report ended up in Dick Cheney's office.
Because that's where his report, the Iraqi shop's places went straight
okay.
to Dick Cheney.
Well, this is very interesting.
He said, do a workup on him. And we got this from some other people who are around. They say, well, they do a workup on you. In other words, get him. I don't care how you get him, get him. And you know, these government agencies with their government police departments, the FBI and the CIA or whatever they do, if they want to get you and put something on you, they will get you. We are just regular people. Like I said, I'm a retired mail carrier and a janitor in the school system. And my wife is an office manager. And now they're labeling my son as a spy.
Right. They pretty much destroyed his life. I mean,
They surely have.
And all he did was do his job.
That's all he did was his job. As he was told to do his job, he made the report. They never asked him to back off of it or anything.
And for that, he's paid a pretty heavy personal price.
He paid the ultimate price.
Now, he spent 6 years in jail?
It gave him 6 years. He spent about close to 5 years in prison by the Lewisburg Penitentiary, federal prison in Pennsylvania. And he got out last March 29th. And he went in on May 16th, 2006. It took them 2 years to get all this nonsense. I mean, the trial, you should have seen the trial. All that the prosecution could not make up, Judge Massetti put it in. Let me give you some statements that he made. We went into a hearing at first to dismiss the, at first it was a complaint. He asked the prosecutor, well, then they had this old Justice Department there. No FISA court involved. We later found out we know about espionage now. You have to go through the FISA court before anything like this can happen. How an espionage case wound up in Greenbelt, Maryland is beyond me. That's a substation of the main Baltimore courthouse under Peter Massetti, who is not approved by FISA to try an espionage case because it's phony.
Really?
It's phony. It's phony. They have done this to cover up NSA's thing. NSA gives it to the Justice Department and say, hey, do him, you know? So what they did, Massetti went on after he suppressed the affidavit, and he's got my son in there for nothing. Then they get a jury, which was cooked up. They had a person in there, a black woman who worked for the FBI, sitting on the jury.
And she was probably very persuasive and persuaded the other 11 people.
I am thinking so, for to come back with a guilty plea.
Okay.
At no time in there did they mention espionage. They made it look like a theft. However, if you look at the charging document on the United States courthouse, It's 793E, full-fledged espionage. They just perpetrated this and pushed it on. Massetti is like the prosecutor didn't have the document where he's supposed to have sent to the Justice Department to prosecute my son, right? So they had a person there, Mary Claire Rourke from the Justice Department. She's only an attorney there. She was in on it, too. David Salem procured her. Anyway, they're sitting in. He's saying...
And David Salem is the assistant U.S. attorney?
Yes, yes. He is an assistant U.S. attorney.
And he was the prosecutor, right?
Yeah, he was the prosecutor. But we know...
Now, who was your lawyer? Who was Penn Jr.'s lawyer?
Spencer M. Hecht.
And why didn't he indicate to you that this court was not really qualified to try an espionage case?
Let me tell you what he did. We didn't know it at the time. Let me tell you what he did. Oh, we got him up, too. Let me tell you what he did. He told us he was supposed to file two appeals. He took our money. He never filed any appeals. He never filed any motions against Judge Massetti. He told us they're coming down this way. Now, how does this sound? Your son's not charged. Your son wasn't tried for espionage. He was tried under the Espionage Act. Come on. I might have been yump on yesterday, but I'm not a lemon and lollipop sucker. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And this man, our defense attorney, has completely defrauded us. We can prove fraud on the court against him, Judge Massetti, and David Ira Salem. And the complete federal system in Maryland has prejudiced even the U.S. attorney for Maryland. I don't know whether you're familiar with the other case that came out, Drake, that was just done back here in August from NSA. They accused him of taking papers, too. So what they did, we knew it from the Rosen and Weissman case in Virginia, that you have to show the jury classified documents to show you can't take away from the evidence. So that's why they dropped these two cases, because they didn't want to show the classified documents. In the Drake case, the U.S. Special prosecutor who was supposed to have prosecuted my son, Welch, he said, well, can I put them in redacted form, copying off of this case? So Judge Bennett told him, no, you cannot. You've got to put the full thing up there or drop it. They dropped it. The U.S. Attorney for Maryland, Rod Rosenstein, put out a statement that we used redacted statements to convict Mr. Ford. It's in his own writing. We have it there.
Wow. That is just really unfair. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So now, do you have an attorney now that is trying to get an appeal?
No, we exhausted all of our funds. We have paid Mr. Hecht over $130,000.
Wow. For something that your son didn't do?
Didn't do.
He was framed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I was so, you know, and in my life, I was so proud when I got accepted for the Army. I didn't know what in the world to do. But, you know, this country in its present state has left a very bitter taste in my mouth.
And
because they're liars.
So.
Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, I've calmed down a lot over the years. I guess they say it's been 8 years now. But, you know, it'll still be with you because
of
injustice. Well,
of course.
It's
injustice. Destroyed Ken Jr.'s life.
Mm-hmm. And
now,
nobody profited.
Pardon me?
Nobody profited off of it.
Somebody did, but... you know, whoever made a lot of money by going to war, they profited.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about Dr. Randy Short. What is he doing with you or for you? What is the nature of your relationship?
Okay, I'll let my son tell you about that.
Okay.
Yes, Dr. Randy Short is getting my story out there.
Okay, how did you meet?
I met him at the National Press Club, and
okay.
and at a particular group, the McClendon Group. And I actually spoken at the McClendon group, where this particular group does invite speakers that have stories such as mine that does not get that the stories do not get the press that it should get.
Okay.
And I met Dr. Randy Short at that event.
Okay, and apparently Jocelyn Lawrence, who is a member of the Dignity group, she's a delegate, and she interviewed you, and this was back in December. We have to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors, so stay tuned. Be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Our guests are Kenneth W. Ford Jr. and Kenneth W. Ford Sr. And Ken Jr., you were talking about being at the press club and meeting Dr. Randy Short. And you mentioned that you had gotten no press. You know, we all know about Valerie Plame, and we all know about a lot of other things. And yet nobody ever covered, the mainstream media did not cover your trial or the case or anything, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Matter of fact, my ordeal was going on at the same time as the Plames ordeal was going on, if Valerie Plame's ordeal was going on.
You know, it's interesting too. Did they have any reason to think that you might reveal the contents of that document that you produced that showed that there were no WMDs in Iraq? I mean, when it went to Cheney's desk, why would he have just gone after you? Did he? You know, it just seems kind of strange that he would do that.
Well, what things that I've read while doing my incarceration, it seemed that both former Vice President Cheney and Scooter Libby were harassing CIA analysts for intelligence, directing them that there were weapons of mass destruction in the war.
Oh, right.
At the time, this was my report came after the bombings, and from what I gather and from my belief is that they were looking for information, and then my report had come along saying, well, there's not any information there to back up your claim that there ever were weapons of mass destruction, and I think my report just came on just that right day where he just decided to make his move and say, well, do a workup on him.
You know, another thing, this is Ken Senior.
Uh-huh.
In this part of the city, Washington, the Washington Post is under the control of the government. We have contacted the Washington Post with several reporters, even the last reporter, Ellen Nakashima, who did the report on Drake from NSA back in August, and she was saying that there are seven people who were tried under the Espionage Act in the United States since the beginning, seven. And do you know my son's name is not on that list? We told her that it's not on that list, and we have proof stating that. But the Washington Post will back away from this. They do not want to do anything with this because they've been told not to say anything. And that's coming from the Justice Department, and that's coming. You know how they always get these reporters of receiving classified information or doing.
Sure.
If they want their job and they don't want to go to jail, they better not report this. They better not.
Well,
that's
so that report ended up on Cheney's desk.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
it contradicted what the administration at the time wanted to show.
Yes.
Oh, let me say this. At one particular point, it was in November, that we got a local news station who called us and said that they were going to come out and listen to our story. Well, I think they got the word from someone, and
not to show up, right?
They never showed up. I talked to the news reporter myself on the phone I'm talking to you on. No show.
Ken, we do have to take a 1-minute top-the-hour break. We'll be right back. Hold that thought.